In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, good evening. Merry Christmas. So glad you all could make it. Whether you're here or if you're online with us, we are grateful. I wanted to share with you some different concepts of understanding that maybe new concept of understanding that we have regarding relationship. Relationship in the last 9 months or 9 years, however long it's been since this started, are strange, aren't they? We're used to things being a particular way, and now we're not even used to that anymore. Some relationships have gotten stronger because people we never really made contact with are using social media that they never used before. Other relationships are falling away because we're used to being near one another and with one another. Relationship is everything for us. And I know that people have varying relationships. I have different relationships with different people in different ways. But I know one thing for sure, and in my lifetime, I've recognized people have had relationships on a level that I didn't understand until I myself reached that level. So at a fairly young age, I became a dad, and I began this relationship as a parent. And the interesting thing about becoming a parent, well, there's many interesting things about becoming a parent, but one of the interesting things about becoming a parent is you discover that your parents become grandparents, and they're a little different when they become grandparents. They are extremely tolerant. And you're thinking, you know, if I had done that, they would have treated me a little differently than the way they do the grandchildren. So I knew that that was there, and I knew there was something to it, but I didn't really understand it until I became a grandparent. Suddenly, things that would have aggravated me as a parent, I think are funny. They make a mess, we take a picture. They say things that are inappropriate, and we laugh. I was playing I Spy with our six-year-old grandson. We had gone to visit his great-grandmother, but only two people could go at a time. So we were sitting in the bed of the pickup, on the tailgate of the pickup truck in the parking lot while his mother and brother went to visit. And we were playing I Spy, and I said, "I spy something gray." And he's looking around, he goes, "Is it that car?" "Nope." "Is it the sidewalk?" "Nope." And he looks at me, he goes, "Is it your hair?" Now, as a parent, I would have been horrified at that. As a grandparent, hysterical. It's a different relationship. And, you know, it takes time to live into these relationships and understand them. But that is exactly what it means to grow in our relationship with God. Children are very different in the eyes of a grandparent and compared to the eyes of a parent. Our relationship with God sometimes looks like we have one, but do we really know the fullness of it yet? It comes to this different understanding. So we hear in this concept of relationship in the book of the prophet Isaiah, in this section that is so neatly laid out and entitled The Righteous Reign of the Coming Kingdom, or the Coming King, we pick up in chapter 9, verse 2. He says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined." And that doesn't immediately mean a lot if you don't understand what it means to walk in darkness. I've heard that many times, early in my relationship with God, probably even as a child that I don't remember. And I would hear those words and I'd say, you know what they meant to me? Nothing. They meant nothing to me. because I hadn't walked in it yet. I didn't understand. I may have been walking in darkness, but the strange thing about it is I didn't know. It wasn't until I came into the light that I recognized that I had walked in darkness and my relationship changed. Just as my relationship as a parent changed when I became a grandparent with the way in which I see children, my relationship with God shifted when I recognized that I was one who walked in darkness. And when I began to see the light and the darkness was chased away, my life and my relationship with Jesus Christ changed, amen? I began to see things differently. God was different to me then. But it's only because I realized that I had been walking in darkness. Simple lines. But how did I know I was in the light? We can skip forward to verse 4. It says, "For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian." He's talking about a time in the book of the prophet Isaiah. They're talking about a time in which God intervened greatly in favor of the people of Israel to protect them. It was a miraculous thing that happened in Midian. God does that. We're here today to recognize that God does that. He reaches into his creation to his people in the form of Jesus Christ, God incarnate. The reason we're here tonight is to recognize the Christ child, amen? The very breaking in of God into this world to bring the light. He is the light, amen? This is what it's about. And it becomes this understanding of, if you don't think you're in the darkness, you surely don't need a light, do you? And if we don't, we just don't. I lived a big part of my life not understanding I was walking in darkness. It wasn't until I saw the light and began to walk in that light of Jesus Christ that I began to understand the freedom that I actually had, the yoke of my burden and the bar across my shoulders and the rod of the oppressor. They have been broken. They have been broken. Just as God intervened, as we hear in the book of Isaiah, for the people of Israel, he is intervening with us now, and that's why we read this today, to understand that what has changed is God is with us. Emmanuel. He's with us. He is by our side. He is shining his light on us so that we can come out of the darkness and be free. It's a relationship change. But it will only change if we recognize. Not every grandparent recognizes that they can be a grandparent and not a parent. Grandparents know what I mean. Well, you know who really knows is the parents. I'm sure they're talking to each, my children probably talk to each other going, "Who is that guy? He would have never let us get away with that." And they're right. But I'm not the parent. I'm the grandparent. Our relationship is different. They can be the parent. I get to be the good guy. What a great joy. Change in relationship. Our relationship with God is ever changing. But see, God has done all that he can to make it possible. We still have a choice. The fun thing about having grandchildren is my relationship with them continues to change. So as I was going over my notes and working through pieces of this sermon just earlier today, our two granddaughters who live in Virginia, who are 7 and 8 years old, got it right that time. There's 7 of them, so don't give me a hard time if I forget somebody had a birthday. When they are out at the park and their father is away from them playing disc golf and they run over to play on the playground, or if they ride around the block in their house, in their neighborhood,
They have a cell phone that they take with them. Should something happen, they can immediately alert their parent. If their parent doesn't see them, they immediately alert the cell phone to make sure they become visible. Not the way we would have done it. My kids would have responded to a whistle. I think they probably still would, if to be honest. So this afternoon, the text messages start coming. Granddaughters are texting me. They want me to respond to them. Grandma has let them know that I'm working on my sermon. So the first text I get, "We can help you with your sermon." And I thought, wow, what a wonderful idea. So there was some more back and forth. And I asked him, "What do you think I should tell people in my sermon tonight?" And the beautiful thing is their responses work well whether you've been walking in light for some time, or if you're just deciding to walk in the light, or even considering the possibility of walking in the light of Christ. The 7-year-old responds, "Tell them a star is a popular Christmas decoration because it helps them find him." The next text message says, "Him is Jesus." I thought, that's good. That's good. The 8-year-old, I don't know if she was speaking to me specifically, but it felt like it. Her response is, "Never retire from doing what God has told you to set out and to do. And never stop spreading God's word." That's good information. See, because God is good. This day we celebrate the fact that God, creator of all things, has entered into this creation to walk alongside of us as created beings, to understand more fully what it means to be fully human. Yet he did this being fully human and fully divine. He came for us. Our God came for us so that we can be free of the burden of our sin, so that we could walk in his light, so that we can grow into the fullness of who he's created us to be, so that we can become his children. That's why we're here tonight. There's a few other good reasons, but there is never one better than that. So we gather this night to remember that and to hear the word of God. And most especially, maybe, to hear it again out of the mouths of his littlest children. Tell them to look for the light. It will help them find Jesus. And don't retire from what he's given you to do. And never stop spreading God's word. Verse 6, "For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And we now know that this person is Jesus. In fact, we would now call him our King, wouldn't we? That's what we should hear in the Word of God today. And then we should ask ourselves, how far do I want to go in this relationship? And will I let him be my King? Amen.